This issue of, you know, the fact that temsirolimus has been tested in the high-risk patients and sunitinib has shown this advantage in the lower-risk patients, does that make sense biologically? Or would it make sense that both should theoretically work for the other risk group also?
So trying to connect the discussion around benefit of good, intermediate, and poor-risk patients with the molecular predictors of prognosis allows us to understand why in kidney cancer, it may be important to keep the paradigm restricted to the patients that the treatment was given in an evidence-based fashion in the trials. Why is that? It's pretty clear that there is a suggestion both from clinical trials from Dr. Atkins, published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, as well as our own data, which is going to be published in Cancer and has been accepted for publication, that poor-risk kidney cancer patients have a disease which is more often driven by a pathway called mTOR. And temsirolimus is an mTOR inhibitor that inhibits HIF and may be more appropriate for the intermediate and poor-risk patient, whereas sunitinib, the pathway driving good and intermediate prognosis patients, may very well be a more VEGF-driven pathway and more appropriately used for a targeted agent against that specific pathway. So the point for the practicing oncologist is to recognize that as we understand the biology of the cancer better, we can then start to tailor the multiple treatments to that biology as opposed to just bringing the drugs to all comers. And one of the challenges that I have as a translational clinical investigator and my colleagues is to help to define for the practicing oncologist when to use sunitinib, when to use temsirolimus, when they shouldn't be used because the biology doesn't drive the pathway that they inhibit. And then obviously in the future, how do you bring these drugs to a broader group of patients? What do you do for the diseases that are papillary kidney cancer, which by and large have not been studied as well? And also, how does this then apply to the high-risk resected patient in the adjuvant setting, where we all want to try and treat people sooner, not just for the progression-free survival benefit, but for also the opportunity of an overall survival benefit?
Now, in the bevacizumab trials, what kinds of patients were entered?
The bevacizumab trials were good and intermediate prognosis, clear cell carcinoma patients, very similar to the sunitinib trials.
Again, does that make sense biologically?
Absolutely, because the VEGF ligand activates the VEGF receptor and is very intrinsic to that population of patients.